So I got a question for you, Bennett. Have you ever yodeled? Do you yodel?
I'm not much of a singer, but I do enjoy New Glarus beer.
Me too. Isn't it the best?
It's so fresh, yeah.
This is Alderman Bennett Lawson in the 44th Ward, and I was intrigued by what is happening with what you call granny flats. Is that your term, or does everybody universally use that? Because that's not what I don't know what I call them, but...
So we've used the ever so technical ADUs. They're accessory dwelling units. I'm not sure where granny flats came from, but I've got an ADU ordinance that we're hoping to pass through eventually.
Okay, and tell everybody what that is, an ADU.
Sure. Yeah, so we're talking about those spaces that already exist for the most part. Someone's basement, someone's attic, space above the garage. That can be converted from, you know, non-living space to living space and help house the folks that we need to in neighborhoods across the city. We've had a pilot for the last 5 years. It started in 2020. Coach houses had been banned in our zoning code starting in the 50s, and you usually needed a zoning change to add a unit, and you also needed to add parking if you added a unit.
Oh.
So our pilot took away the parking requirement and allowed coach houses and attics and basements in 5 pilot zones around the city.
And the parking thing is ridiculous because so many people live in this city, and especially in your ward, with absolutely no parking. So I'm glad that's gone.
Right.
And we need affordable housing. I mean, this is a way for people to make money off the property that they're paying taxes on. And, of course, to help people who can't pay $2,500 a month for rent.
Exactly. You know, our housing crisis hits every neighborhood at every level, and we need more of all types. These types of units are typically below market, maybe not right up, you know, at first rental, but within time, you know, that becomes a more affordable option. They're a little smaller. You know, you pay a little less from the basement than you do for the penthouse, right?
Right. And are people doing it anyways? Because, Bennett, I got to tell you, I see some places and I'm like, how many people did they fit in there? And there's not even a fire escape.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of colleagues come up to me and say, oh, I've got this nice older lady. She bought, you know, she's had a unit in her basement in forever. It's not legal. How can we help her to make it legal without the zoning change, the parking, and all of those hoops? There, you know, there's a lot of buildings. I remember hearing when I started with Tunney, oh, that was all cut up after the war.
Right.
They turned a 3-flat into a 6-flat because we had a housing crisis then, and people took it into their own hands to house people.
Alderman, what do opponents say about it?
You know, there's some concerns in those neighborhoods that are exclusively single family. That if you were to allow, you know, an extra unit on each one, a bungalow becomes a 2-flat, and that's a big change to the neighborhood. You know, I think we got into the weeds. We had some different technical changes and differences between 2 competing ordinances. The compromise that I put forward would allow them in RS3 zones and higher, which is mostly multi-unit zones throughout the city. And then they would need another layer of review called special use if they were in R1 and R2 zones. And those are really the bulk of the single family zones, the bungalow belts in the city.
And I get it, because if I pay $3 or $4 million for a house in your, you know, or whatever it might be in your ward, I don't want somebody renting out to college kids who are having a party every night in the basement and I can hear it.
Sure. But that, you know, that big house in my ward might want the in-laws above the garage or the au pair. You know,
absolutely.
There's space for this in every type of housing, right? The big houses have often had staff or, you know, family with them. You've had, you know, multi-generational living in the 3-flat where grandma and grandpa and 2 kids are in there too. You know, so it's not far off from where a lot of neighborhoods have been, especially ones like mine along the lakefront. It's just a little different for those in the bungalow belt.
And the mayor doesn't want it to happen. Why?
Well, so he would like it to be allowed by right everywhere in the city. And that was the impasse that we hit last summer, actually. I was counting the votes. My compromise with the carve-out for the single-family districts, I had the votes for. The mayor wanted it citywide, every district, everywhere. And that's where things fell short and fell apart.
Mm. Because you have a lot of older people who don't want it in their ward?
Right, but they're more than willing to see it in other places. I had one alderman who was willing to do a pilot in a low-density ward. You know, we do these pilots so people can get used to the idea. We can see the effectiveness. We can see how they're working, fix problems, and then make it go citywide. And so I'm ready to go citywide with the compromise ordinance I have. And hopefully we can get something done on that soon.
Have you changed anything because of the pilot program?
We had some good discussions about it. Some of it was around affordability. I think people were surprised that some basements were renting for over $2,000 in more moderate neighborhoods. Sometimes $2,000 is a cheap rent, depending on the neighborhood. So we added an affordability provision. We also, again, did the carve-out for single-family areas. But really wanted to look at expanding the pilot zones. I mean, we found, there's five zones around the city. North is Lakefront Peace. It's about half of my ward and some others. Northwest along the Milwaukee Avenue corridor. West, which is like Little Village, South Austin. And then South and Southwest. All the action was North and Northwest. Like 95% of the units were built North and Northwest. Now, we know that those are hot areas for development, right? And pretty dense areas as well. We also had a restriction in the other zone that you had to be owner-occupied. And that actually helped keep some of those numbers lower because people who have means are not necessarily living there.
Right, right. Well, it's interesting, and we certainly have a housing shortage, especially for a lot of young people. If you want college grads here, you've got to have affordable housing for them. Keep us up to date on what happens, okay?
Absolutely. And I got a whole flock of geese in Lincoln Park that can get. Bring a truck, they're all yours.
I want a goose, Bennett.
We got him. Or drop the little guy off. We're probably going to adopt it here.
If I could catch him, I would.
Alderman, if you decide to go trapping geese, please take a video of it.
No, I know better than that. Are you kidding?
Have a good weekend.
Thanks so much. You too. Take care.